Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Ayin Ches, and today we begin the fifth perek of Maseches Chulin, and this, from here on in, really, each perek is its own topic. So the next 5-6 blot, this perek is all going to be about the mitzvah of Os, or the Isser of Osoves Beno, that you're not allowed to shecht a mother and its offspring on the same day, and then we're going to have an entire perek about the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, and then Gira Nasha. So we're going to have perek by perek. It's very organized now in terms of it's topically arranged. So what we're going to discuss today, the Mishnah is going to talk about the nature of the Isra of Osa Espino and the Chiyuv of Osa Espino, depending on two factors, depending on where each animal was shechted, meaning in the Mikdash or outside of the Mikdash, and whether the animal is a Kachem animal or a Chulin animal. So you can have different levels of Chiyuv, different punishments, and based on those factors. Then we're going to see, the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that Osav Esmano applies to both Kachim and Chulin. There's apparently a Havamina that it would only apply to one and not the other. The Gemara is also going to discuss how we know it applies to Kalayim, and also what the word O teaches, because Shar O said. So what does O mean? Does it mean both? Does it mean what's the Limud? What's the Miut that we're learning from the word O? And then we're going to, that's going to lead us to a discussion of what the word O teaches us in other contexts as well. And then we're going to have a Machlokas of Osav Espino applies to the father and the offspring also, or just the mother and the offspring. Now, just looking at the pasuk, you would think, of course, it doesn't say Osa Vespino. It says Oso Vespino. But nevertheless, there's a Shita in Tanaim, only the mother, not the father. So we're going to discuss that as well, Be'ezras Hashem. So let's begin the fifth parak of Maseches Chulin, parak Oso Vespino. So the Torah tells us, the background is, the Torah tells us, in Vayikra Parak Chavveiz, Pasuk Chavches, Vishar Ose Oso Vespino, Lo Sishchatu B'yom Echad. That Vishar Ose, you're not allowed to shecht it and its offspring on one day. So we learn that's pretty explicit in the Torah. The Isser is noeg bebehema, it's not noeg bechayu ba'ofos. We're going to learn that from the fact that it says shor and se. So shor is lema'it chaya, se is lema'it ofos. That's what the Medrash Torah's Kohanim in Parshas Amor tells us. And from the Lashon Oso, again, even though it sounds like Zachar, we're going to see in Machlokas Tanayim whether it applies to a Zachar at all or only to a Nekeva. Now, what's the reason for this Isra of Osav Espino? The Ramban and the Chinuch both write, the Ramban in Dvar Mechapez, the Chinuch and Mitzvah Reish Sadidalid, it's Laharchik Milibeinu Es Midas Achzorius, that we're supposed to train ourselves to be kind, to be gentle, to be caring, and not to be cruel. And if you're shechting a whole family, you're slaughtering an entire family, so then it's that's a certain sense of cruelty. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that it's because the Tzar Bali Chaim, that the mother is mitzta'er when it sees its child being shechted. But in Shuvas HaRashmi says that he has kashas on the Rambam. The most obvious kasha on that Rambam is it's probably always a pain for the mother to see the child, whether it's the same day that the mother shechted or not the same that the mother shechted. Plus, the Isser probably applies. We'll see that even if you shecht the child first and then the mother afterwards. So, I mean, even if you shecht the mother first and then the child afterwards, so the mother never saw the child being shechted. And nevertheless, the Isser applies. So it's hard to imagine that that's the entirety of the reason of Osav Espino. Most famously, the Gemara Maseches Brachos and Daflam Gimel and Megillah Daf Chaf Hei tells us, Kala Omer Al Kan Sipar Yagiu Rechemecha Mishaskino. So that if a person says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanos on the birds because he gives us a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein, so we quiet a person down. So the Gemara is Machlokas Amoraim, why it is that we're Mishaskino. So is it because you're being Matil Kina B'maisa Bereshis, that everyone's going to see, oh, it's only the birds that Hashem has Rachmanos on, or because you're making Midos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmin Veinim El Gzeros, that the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Gzeros, they are not rachamim. So a similar issue, l'chara, would come up over here. But Osav Espino, it's very enticing to say that it's the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Osav Espino, but the Gemara seems to say that you're not supposed to say that. That you're not supposed to say that one of the mitzvot Hashem, one of the gzeros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is about rachamim on the animals. That we're supposed to assume, we're supposed to understand that it's gzeros. The kasha that the Balei HaTosfos asked in Maseches Megillah is that if the Einim Rachamim El Gzeros, why is it that in the Yotzer for the second day of Pesach, in Chazaras Hashatz, the Kalir writes, Sadku osov espino biyom echad baltishchetu machshvo sechel l'rachamenu mipul sechel l'romamenu. So it sounds like it's the tzedek of Hashem, the rachmanus of Hashem. That's why we have this mitzvah of osov espino, this iser of osov espino. So Tosas asks the kasha. You're not allowed to say that. It's supposed to be gzeros. It's not supposed to be rachamim. So the Marsha quotes the Targum Yonason in the pasuk of osov espino. The Targum Yonason says that Ami bnei Yisrael kamosha v'nish v'shmayim rachman came to you rachamanim ba'aretz. That Targum Yonason also says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on us, and he should have rachamim on us the same way we're having rachamim on the animals. Again, highlighting this idea of rachamim. So the kash of Tosas is not only kash on the Kalir, it's a kash on Targum Yonason as well, that there does seem to be this element of rachamim that's highlighted. So what I always thought was Pashat Pshat, they say from the Kedushas Levi in Parshas Balak, well, Choritz, the most straightforward pshat is that the Paitan is saying that when we do these mitzvos, it is ma'orer rachamim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command these mitzvos because he feels badly for the animals. It's ma'orer rachamim because it trains us to act b'midas harachmanos. So when we act b'midas harachmanos, called merachim al brios, merachim al min hashamayim. Someone has rachmanos on the brios, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachamim on him. That it trains us to have the proper sensitivity. That's what the Me'ah Shiloach says, that the time of the mitzvah is to be noteh b'libosenu midos rachamim. And when you say al kansi yagir rachamachis, maybe that's a din in tefillah, that in tefillah that you're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not supposed to talk about the rachamei Hashem when you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but certainly that it's supposed to highlight in us this notion of rachamim. In the Piskei Hatosos in Maseches Megillah, he says that the Paitan, the Kalir, made the piyut that Tzadku Osov Espino holds that the mitzvah of Osov Espino is because of rachamei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to shecht on the same day. The Mishnah says, Omar kal tzibur yagir rachamecha mishaskin oso. Oh, must be that the Paitan held like the other reason in the Gemara. There were two reasons in the Gemara. One is because they're only gzeros, they're not rachamim, but the other reason was not to be matilkina b'maisa bereshis. So that's possible. Meshchachma says we totally misunderstand the whole thing of what that means, not to be matilkina b'maisa bereshis. Meshchachma associates this with the Yerushalmi in Mesech Savod Zara. Yerushalmi says that if you find a pesel that's holding a sphere in its hand, you find a statue holding a sphere, then you know it's an Avodah Zarah, it's Aser, because it's an Avodah Zarah that's meant to symbolize Alexandros Mokhtin, who's holding the whole earth in his hand. And the pesel that he's holding is symbolic of the earth. So the Yerushalmi asks, why didn't they also make a pesel where he's holding a ka'ara that's like the yam, something to symbolize the oceans? So the Yerushalmi says that they held that Alexandros is not sholet on the yam, that he's only sholet on the land. So, Baruch Baruch Hu sholet b'yam and sholet b'yabasha. So he says when a person says al kan sipur yagir rachamecha, he's being matil kinim ma'aser bereishis, because they're going to say al kan sipur, meaning on ofos HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus, because he's sholet alamayim. Ofos are nivru minamayim, but the truth is on behemos and chayos, maybe people will say that which are not minamayim, it's minadama. That's where the avodah zarah is sholet in their way of thinking. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have rachmanus. So that would be machzik yidei the minim, and that's what it means matil kina b'maisa bereishis. That it makes it look like HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have equal treatment. That's how the Meshech Chachma explains that idea of matil kina b'maisa bereishis. Not just them, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanus on only this creature and not the other creature. Okay, anyway, let's see the Mishnah. Osov espino noeg bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz b'fnei abayis shlo b'fnei abayis b'chul nubu m'ktashin. Osov espino applies both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It applies when we have a Beis HaMikdash, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and applies both on chulin animals and hektish animals. L'chorot should be a davar pashut that it applies bein baretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, because this has nothing to do with it's not a mitzvah to leave baretz. It has nothing to do with gidulei karka. So of course it applies. The Gemara in Kiddushin tells us that anything that's a chovas haguf is knowing bein baretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. The reason it says it over here is because this is part of a series of mishnayos, and in some of the other mishnayos we're going to have some. It will be a chiddush. Kaddish that it applies Bein Baris Bein B'chutz La'aretz. The Mishnah is mentioned in the same Lashon that the Mishnayos are about Kisei Adam and Gin Anoshe and Matnos Kuruna and Reishis Hageiz and Shiluach Hakein. So by Reishis Hageiz it's a Chiddush to say that it's Noeg in Chutz La'aretz. We'll see that much later on Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. So maybe that's why we have to mention this idea over here. So says the Mishnah, Ketzad, how is this Isser, how does it play out by both Chulin and Mukdashim, by both Chulin animals and Hekdash animals? If you shecht also Vesmeno, and they're both Chulin, and you shecht them Bachutz, they're both Mutter Ba'achila, right? There's no, Rashi points out, L'chor, there's no Chiddush over here, but since the Tana wants to be Mechadish, that if you shecht the Behemoth Kachim Bachutz, that they're both going to be possible, so it just mentions what the halacha is, that if by chulin they're both going to be kosher. Tosfos points out the Torah tells us in Devarim Yudalid lo sochal kol toeva, and from that the Gemara is going to darshan kuf yudalid and beze. You're not allowed to eat anything that the Torah was marchik min ha'adam. So you could have said that since there's an isser to be shochet the aim and the vlad on the same day, that if you did it, the second one that you shecht is going to be asur ba'achila midin lo sochal kol toeva. So maybe that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that it's not a violation of lo sochal kol toeva if you eat it. They're shneim ksherim. They're both kosher. You're not allowed to do it, but they're both kosher. V'asheni sofek asarboim. But the guy who shechts the second of the two, whichever one is the second of the two, he gets malchus. Now the first of the two did nothing wrong. He just shechted an animal. It wasn't osav espino. But the second of the two gets malchus. Kachim bachutz. Let's say both of these animals were kachim, and you shechted them outside of the mikdash. Harishon chayiv karis. First guy is going to be chayiv karis because he shechted kachim outside of the azara. The second guy is not chayiv karis because he shechted a behema that's not ru'uya lahakrava al gavei mizbeach. Meaning the isra of osav espino makes it that even though this is a kachim animal, today you cannot bring this on the mizbech. The chi of kares for kachim bachutz is only if it was a karban that could have been brought instead on the mizbech, and you brought it bachutz. So there's not, the second guy is not going to be chayiv kares, but shneim psulim. But they're both pasul mishum shchutei chutz, and shneim sofkem es arbaim, and both of them are going to get malchus. The first guy because he shechted kachim michutz azara, and the second guy because of the iser of osav espino. Now it doesn't say that if you shecht kachim bachutz, that there's a beferish alav, and normally you only get malchus on that which is an explicit lav in the Torah. But nevertheless, we learn from hekish to being mala kachim bachutz that by being mala kachim bachutz it says yishomer lecha pen tala olusach bechol makom asher tira, and wherever it says yishomer, that's a lashon of lav. So the Gemara Masech Zvach and Masech Krisus is huka shchito leha aloa. It says Shom talo l'secha v'shom tasa kol asher enochi mitzavecha. So the other asios of the korban are hukash to the halah, and that's how we know that there is this iser. You also see that in the first one you're chayiv kares and you're chayiv malchus. Rabbi Yitzchak in Maseches Makos holds that you never chayiv malchus on chayiv ikrisus. So Tosfos points out that our Mishnah obviously doesn't assume that way, that there's no chayiv malchus on chayiv krisus. Even if you're chayiv kares, you still get malchus. That's clearly what we seem to be assuming over here. So shneim sofkem es arbaim, even though the first guy was chayiv kares as well. Chulin bifnim, let's say both of these animals were chulin animals, neither of them were kachim, and you shecht them both in the azara, so shneim psulin, they're both possible because it's chulin shenishchub azara. But v'asheni sofek es arbaim, the second guy gets malchus for osav espino, the first guy does not get malchus because chulin bazara is alav abba mechal asay, and alav abba mechal asay, you don't get malchus. You only get malchus when something is an actual lav, but something that's derived from an asay, there's no malchus. So chulin bazara is learned from the tzivoy of an asay, not from a lav. Meila, there's no malchus. Kachim bifnim. If both of the animals are kachim and you shech them bifnim, harishon kasher upater. The first one is kasher and your pater, you did nothing wrong. It's perfectly good. You shechted a kachim animal in the azara like you're supposed to. But the problem is vasheni sofek es arbaim upasul. Second one, you get malchus for osav espino, And it's possible because it's considered like a mechusar zman. You weren't allowed to shecht it today. You have to wait till tomorrow. Since you shechted it early, it's considered a mechusar zman. It's not going to be a kasher or karban. Chulin v'kachim b'chutz. Let's say one of the animals was chulin, the other one was kachim. You shecht them both b'chutz. Harishon, the first one which was chulin, is kasher. You did good by it. You shechted chulin b'chutz like you're supposed to. U'pater, and therefore you're not chayiv for anything. V'asheni sovik zarbayim. But the second one, you get malchus for us. But no, you don't get malchus for shechting kachim mechutz because by the time you shechted it, it was already not royal akrava on the mizbeach, even though it's a kachim animal. But because of osav espino, it wasn't royal akrava today. Upasul, but it is possible because it's shechut echut. Now, the next permutation. Kachim v'chulin b'chutz. If the first one was kachim and the second one was chulin, but you shecht them both outside of the Beis HaMikdash, harishon, the first one, which is kachim, chayv kares, that's shchut echutz, upasul, and it's possible because it was shechted b'chutz. V'asheni, the second one is kasher, because it's chulin, but v'shneim, sof me'asarbaim, you're going to get malchus for both of them. First one for kachim b'chutz, and the second one for osav espino. Chulin u'kachim b'fnim. If the first one's chulin, the second one's kachim, but you're shechting them both in the azara, shneim psulim. They're both going to be possible. The first one because it's chulin b'azara, and the second one because it's mechusar zman, since you're not allowed to shecht it today because of osav espino. V'asheni sofek es arbaim. And the second guy is going to get malchus for osav espino. Kachim b'chulin b'fnim. First one's kachim, second one's chulin. You're shechting them both in the azara. Harishon kasher u'pater. So the first one is kachim. You're shechting in the azara. It's perfectly good. V'asheni sofek. But the second one is chulin. You get malchus for osav espino, and it's possible because it's chulin ba'azara. Chulin b'chutz u'bifnim. If they're both chulin, and you shecht the first one outside of the mikdash, second one in the mikdash. So Rishon Kasher Patr, first one you did great, right? It's chulin, you shecht it outside the mikdash. V'asheni sofek es arbayim u'pasul. Second one you get malchus for osav espino, and it's possible because it's chulin ba'azara. Kachim b'chutz u'bifnim. If they're both kachim and you shecht one outside and the other one inside, harishon chayiv karis. First one you chayiv karis because of kachim b'chutz, and shneim sofkim es arbaim. They both get malchus. One for kachim b'chutz and the other for osav espino. Ushneim psulim, and they're both possible. The first one for kachim b'chutz and the second one for mechusar zman, for shechting when it's mechusar zman. Chulin b'fnim u'b'chutz. If they're both chulin, but the first one you shecht inside, the second one you shecht outside, harishon pasul. First one is pasul. Chulin Bazara, upater, but you're pater on the Shechita because you don't get Malkus on Chulin Bazara. Vasheni Sovik Sarban, the second guy gets Malkus for Osav Espino, the Kosher. But because it's Chulin and it's outside of the Azara, it's Kosher. Kachim b'fnim u'b'chutz. If they're both kachim, you shecht the first one inside, the second one outside. Harishon kasher. First one is perfectly good. U'pater, and therefore no chiyuv whatsoever. V'asheni sofek es arbayim. The second one gets malchus for osav espino. U'pasul, and it's pasul because of it was nishchat b'chutz. Now there is a kasha in Chiddush Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega writes that the Chiddush in saying that they're both kasher when you shecht osav espino, that if you just stomp shecht chulin, two chulin animals, that they're both kasher, you might have thought that they're not kasher to eat because of the klal that we have in Tmura Davdalin. Kol Musl Dam Rachmana, the Lo Savid Iyavid Lo Mahani. That any time the Torah tells you don't do something, it's not just telling you what is a forbidden behavior that you may not do this, but it's telling you you don't have the capacity to make it work. You're not empowered to make it work. So if the Torah says don't shecht it, it could be that that's not called the shechita, and mele the whole animal is not going to be kosher. So Rabbi Kivega says that's the chiddush of our Mishnah that shneim ksherim, even though normally we would say iavid lo mahani. But that of course begs the question: why don't we say iavid lo mahani? Meaning, it sounds like a good cheshbon. Kol mitzvah dam rachman lo savid iavid lo mahani. So Prima Gadim in Yerdeah Simit Hazayin writes that for the same reason that it says in the Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Tezvav that it's not asr mishum kol shata aftilach, that you're not allowed to eat a toeva, because we learn from the fact that the Torah asrs osav espinol the mizbeach that it must be mutter lehedyot. So we learn from there. I mean, it's a gzeres hakasav. There's a gzeres hakasav from the fact that the Torah goes out of its way to tell me osav espinol is asr on the mizbeach. So we see from there that it must be mutter lehedyot. Furthermore, says the Prima Gadim, based on what the Achronim write, that the whole din of Yavad Mahani is only by a Maisa, that the Maisa itself is Aser. But a Maisa that itself is not Aser, it's just that there's some other reason that you're not allowed to do it, we don't say this din of Yavad L'Mahani. And that's why if you shecht an animal on Shabbos, the shechita is going to be kosher. Yavad L'Mahani, so it should be that if you violate Nisr Shabbos, the shechita shouldn't be a shechita. But according to this Yisod, we understand very well. The Maisa shechita is perfectly fine. But when you shecht on Shabbos, there's Nisr for another reason, not because of the shechita, it's Nisr Mishum Shabbos. We don't say that L'Mahani in such a case. So maybe by the Yisr of Asr Espino as well. The shechita is not a Maisa that's Asr. It's just Asr to shecht on the day that you shechted the aim as well. So that we don't apply the din of Yavid L'Mahani. So that's a discussion that a number of the Achronim have. There is also a further discussion that the Rishonim have. What happens if you shecht? So we said they're both kosher, right? You shecht Asr Espino, you're allowed to eat them both. Today? Are you allowed to eat them both today? Once you've shechted the second animal, do you have to at least wait till tomorrow to eat it? So the Rambam paskins in the 12th parak of Hilchos Shechita that if Avar v'shachat osov espino, shneim ksherim, they're not asur b'achil at all. And Beis Yosef writes, because the Mishnah says shneim ksherim, so you see that there's no isur achila whatsoever. And the Bach says it's muchach this way in the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to ask that we should ask for the second one because of lo sochal kol tueva. And the Gemara says that from the fact that the Torah asks for the second one, the Mizbeach, so it's muchach, that it's mutal hadil. So you see that there is no isur whatsoever on the second one. However, the Bahag paskins that if you shecht aim ubna, the Rishon is mutar b'achila miyad, v'asheni asur b'achila kol osayom. Second one, yes, it's mutar b'achila, but tomorrow, not today. So where does that come from? Where does the Bahag get this idea that there's nisra achila on the second one on that very day? So the Ramban explains that the basis of the Bahag is patterned after a din in Hilchos Shabbos. Just like if you do a Maaser Shabbos, it's usher to be mishtamish in that Maaser Shabbos on Shabbos, so it's a similar gezerah. You violate Nisr Velsa Espino, so you shouldn't use that Maaser Isser. Meaning you can still get benefit from it, but only amount of benefit you would have been able to get from it had you not done the Isser, just like Maaser Shabbos. So in Divrei Chamudos, he points out from the Rush, it seems that he holds that the Bahag Asr, not because of a Knas like Maaser Shabbos, but the Chabim wanted to be go together in Nisr Achila Bo Bayom, but not because of a comparison to Maisa Shabbos. The Bach points out that the reason for the Bahag is the Bach understands that based on what the Gemara is going to ask, that Osav Espino should be also because of Losochal Kol Tueva. So says Bahag, the Gemara's whole Shaila was that we should ask for the second one Bahachila forever because you did an Aveira. And the Gemara said, no, the second one is only Asr in the Mizbeach, so it's Muchach that it's Mutar Lehedyot. Yeah, but what's Muchach? What's Muchach is that it's not Asr forever. But once it's not Muchach, that there's no Isser for today, so maybe it is Isser for today. So maybe many nafkaminas what the basis of the Bahag of the Bahag is, whether it's Mishum Knas or Gzeres Chachamim or Lo Sochal Kol Tueva. If it's Mishum Knas, so if you shecht the second one b'shogeg, you wouldn't say a knas. You only apply a knas when a person does something on purpose, and it shouldn't be aser ba'achila, and we should aser ba'achila for other people as well whenever it is aser. But if it's mishum gzeres chacham in order to be go together, or mishum losochal kol tueva, so even if you did it b'shogeg, the aser v'osos b'no, we should aser it to eat the second animal, so that's one potential nafkamina. Also, there's machlokas achronim. According to the Bahag, the fact that the second one is asur b'achila on that day, who's that for? Is that only for the guy who did the shechita, or is that for everybody? So that may also depend on this issue, that if it's for a knas, so who do we make a knas on? We make a knas on the guy who did the aveira. He's the one that violated the isser, so he's the one that's worth making a knas on. But if it's Mishum making some sort of geder, so then it wouldn't only be on the fellow who violated the aveira himself, the chara would be on anybody, on the whole world. Okay, says the Gemara now. The Mishnah said that also this is knowing by kachim as well, so the Gemara is going to derive where do we know this from? Where do we know that it applies by kachim? So Tan Rabbanan, minayin Osav Espino shenoy b'mikdash. And how do I know that Osav Espino applies to kachim animals as well? Tamalomar shor o kesev o eiz ki yival leid. Uksiv basrei, the pasuk says, v'shor osav Espino lo sishkatu b'yom echad. What's the first pasuk about? The first pasuk is telling us the rest of the pasuk is va'yashivas yamim tachasimo miyom hashmini v'hala yiratza lekarban yishel Hashem, that an animal cannot be brought as a carbon during its first week of life. A very clear, explicit din about karbanos. It's very clearly about kachim. And then, right afterwards, Osav Espino, so Liman Osav Espino, Shano Ibn Muktashin, since it's written in the Parsha of Kachim, in the context of Kachim, it must be that this is a din by Kachim. Says Gemara, that is such a compelling reason to say that it applies by Kachim, it's too compelling. Maybe it doesn't apply by Chulin at all, it only applies by Muktashin, because you're right, the Pasuk only says by Kachim. Says Gemara, sure. Hifsika inyan, that since it says the word shar in the pasuk of Osav Espino, so that's mafsik the inyan. It's not a hemshich of the previous pasuk, because otherwise it could have just meaning it already said sharo kesavo eiz ki valeid. So why does it have to say visharo se by Osav Espino if it was really just a continuation of the previous pasuk? You have to repeat that we're talking about a shar, so it must be brand new topic. So that's how I know it applies to chulin as well. So it says Gemara, okay, but that's also very compelling. Once I have Shor being Mafsika Indian and telling me that it's a new topic, so maybe this Rav Elsa Espino is knowing only by Chulin and not by Muktashin. So it says Mark Siv Vishar, Mosav Alin Rishon. It doesn't say Shor, it says Vishar Vav Mosav Alin Rishon. The Vav teaches me that the Rav Elsa Espino is still relating back to the previous Pasuk about Kachim. So Shor is Mafsikit, but the fact that it's a Vishar tells me not to be mafsik entirely. So it applies both to Kachim and Chulin. So says Gemara, okay, but if we're going to say that the Yisra of Elsa Bino is knowing the Kachim, so I ma Kachim Kalayim lo, if the Vav is Malame, that Elsa Bino is building off of Psukim by Kachim, so by Kachim, you're not allowed to bring Behemoth Kalayim on the Mizbech. A Rachel that's Mimina Kvasim, that's an offspring of a Tayish, which is Mimina Izim, is not allowed to be brought as a carbon. So if Osav Espino Kalayim Lo, should we say the same thing, that the Yisra of Osav Espino should not be Noeg by a behema that's Kalayim? So Alamatanya Osav Espino Noeg by Kalayim Ubechoy. Why is it that we say that Osav Espino is Noeg by Kalayim and it's Noeg by a Choy, by a behema that's an animal that's a combination of a behema and a Chaya? Why is it? It should, for Kachim you don't have by such things. Tos raises the question, why doesn't the Gemara ask that just like by Kachim, it's only Bizman Shemesh Shayekayim, that Israel Sosmino should also only be Bizman Shemesh Shayekayim, just like we have by Shiluach HaKein, and that the Tana has to say that it's no Bizman Hazeh, and when there's no Bizman Migdash, because you might have thought that it's only Bizman Shemesh Shayekayim Kikachim. So it tells us bother, how come the Gemara never has that discussion? The Gemara says, oh, you're linking it to Kachim, that would have been the first place I went. You're linking it to Kachim, the Kasha is, so why does it apply when Kachim doesn't apply? When we don't have karbanos. So Tosa suggests that even though you need a Tana to say it in the Mishnah that it applies even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that the Yisra of El Sos Bino is no when there's no Beis HaMikdash, because even though we're not makriv karbanos bezman hazeh, but kachim is still kachim bezman hazeh, meaning if you're makdish an animal, it still has kedusha. So we're not mufka from kachim bezman hazeh, maybe we wouldn't be mufka from El Sos Bino either. It's worth the Tana saying it, because practically we don't actually do it. We're not makdish animals, we don't bring them. So the Tana says, but yeah, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that drasha. It's obvious enough that I don't need a pasuk. Some of the Achronim ask, it's Pharisee Yaakov raises the question, why didn't the Gemara say that just like kachim is not knowing bebali mumin and betreifa and beyotze dofen and all the other things that pasul kachim? So also Vespino should also not be knowing by Yotze Dofen, by Balimum, and by anything that's not Kachim. Why is it Dafka Klayim, right? We pick on Klayim. What about every other psul that you have by Kachim? So the Tiferes Yaakov suggests that the Gemara means to ask that since the psul of Klayim Lakrava is because it's not called a Shar nor a Se, it's considered a separate min, and the Torah only is machshir l'akrava certain minim, like a shar and a seh. So that's why we're dafka asking about Osav Espino, because the same words appear, shar o seh. So we're only asking about the one that's that mamish emerges from the words that are common to both Kachim and to Osav Espino. Anyway, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Va'od, says the Gemara, I can ask even further, why does the Brisa say that it's noeg by behemoth klayim, sexiv? Pasuk says Vishar Oseh by Yosef Espino Va'amar Rava Ze Binayav, and Rava says this is a binyanav. Kalmak Bashnemar Seh Eino Lahotzi Esaklaim, that whatever it says Seh, that's always to exclude Klaim. The Torah could have said Sek Savim V'izim, from the fact that it says Sek Savim V'se'izim, so it sounds like it's not called a Seh unless both its mother and its father are the same min, that they're both Izim or they're both Kvasim. But when they're not the same min, its Av is an Az and its mother is a Seh, that's a Behemoth's Klaim. Maybe that's not called a Seh. So by the Yisra of Osef Espino, where it says Seh, I'm in my eight Klayim as well. I should be Mimma'it Klayim as well. So Amakra, that's why the Pasuk says Be'osav Espino, not Shor Vise, Shor O. It says O se, L'rabo says a Klayim. That the word O comes to tell me that Klayim is included, so that answers both kashas, because there's a special ribui to tell me Yosef Espino is knowing by Klayim. So any kashas that you ask, oh, but by Kachim, yeah, but by, there's a special word in the Pasuk to include it. Hai O mi bayilil chalik, says Gemara, no, we already used that word O for a different drasha. We already used it to be mechalik v'yisr, to tell me that Yechayiv, even if you shecht just one or the other, meaning the Salka Taita Chamina, one might have thought Ad Shachit Shor Ubno Se Ubno, that in order to be Chai for also Vesmo, you have to shech four animals, both a Shor and a Se, and each of their offspring. So Lo Mechayiv, I would think you're not Chayiv until you shech all four. Kamash Mlon, that's what the word O is teaching me. So I'm back to my Kasha, that how do I know that Osav Espino is Noheg on Klein? Can't be from the word O, because O teaches me Lechalik. Says Mar Lechalik mi Bino Nafka. No, it's from the word O that we learn that it applies to Klein. How do I know Lechalik? Not from the word O. To be Mechalik the Yisr, that Yechayiv when Yeshecht even just one of these animals and its offspring, I learned from the fact that it says Bino Beloshon Yachid. It doesn't say Osam V'es Binom, it's Oso V'es Bino, a singular. So V'akatimi B'ayilei L'chadetanya says, yeah, but still, I still need the word O for a different drasha, because the Brisa tells us as follows, Ilu Ne'amar Shor V'se Uvno, Hayis Yomar Atshishchot Shor V'se Ubno. If it would have said Shor V'se Ubno, I would think you have to check three animals in order to be chayiv for Osav Espino, a shor, a seh, and one of their offspring. Tamalomar, shor, oseh, Osav Espino. They chayiv even if you shech only a shor ubno, or only a seh ubno. My lav may o nafgale, is aren't we making a drush from the word o, which therefore means that the word o is not available to teach me that Osav Espino applies to Klayim? Lo may oso. Says Gemara, no, it's from the word oso that we're dashing, b'lashon yachid, that it tells me that even if you shach just one animal and its offspring, you're chayiv. And therefore the o is extra to teach me klayim. That works very well if you hold that the word oso is actually an extra word in the pasuk. But according to Chananya, whose opinion we haven't learned yet, but we're going to see, who thinks that oso is not an extra word, how do I know that the Yisra of oso v'espino is knowing how do I know that it's that l'chalik, that it's knowing when you shecht only one animal and its offspring, if oso is not extra, if oso is already being used for other things? Says more l'chalik l'tzorach krat, the savor l'krabi yonasan. Chananya would tell me that I don't need a pasuk l'chalik. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that when the Torah gives two examples, that it doesn't mean you have to do both of them, that one or the other, that it's options, one or the other, you've already violated the Isser. Why not? Because that's just the Derech HaKra. How do I know that? Titania. We have a Brisa. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yonasan that appears in the following Brisa. The Brisa is in the context of Ish Asher Yikalel Es Aviv Ve'es Imo. Torah tells us if a person curses Es Aviv Ve'es Imo, that most you must. Now it says Ve'es Imo with a Vav HaChibur. So Ein Li Ela Aviv Ve'imo. I would think, you know, when your person is most you must, when he curses both his father and his mother. Aviv Shalo Imo, Ve'imo Shalo Aviv, Minayin. How do I know that if he curses out only his father or only his mother, that he's also going to be Chayiv? Tamalomar Aviv V'imo Kilel. That's why the pasuk says at the end Aviv V'imo Kilel, that it says Klala right next to Imo, and the beginning of the pasuk says Isha Sheyikalel Es Aviv. So it says Klala next to the word Aviv to tell me Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel. Divrei Rabbi Hoshea, that whichever one, whether he curses just his father or whether he curses just his mother, he's going to be chayiv. It's from the juxtaposition of the words in the pasuk that we darshan it. But Rabbi Yonasan Omer, mashma shneim kefa, mashma echa b'fnei atzmo. Anytime the Torah says two things, es aviv ve'es imo, it automatically would imply if you curse them both at the same time and if you curse each one separately. So even though it says ve'es imo with the vav achibur, it means that even if you curse just one of them, ad sheyifrod l'cha akasov yachtov, until the Torah says yachtov. If the Torah were to say yachtov, then I know it's only if it's both of them. But without the word yachtov, I automatically know that it's one or the other. Okay, but once we mention the idea that there is someone named Hananya and he has this different drasha, so the Gemara mentions that it's machlokas chachamim and Hananya, whether we darshan oso or not. So says Gemara, my Hananya, my rabban. What are you referring to? What inyan do we find that there's machlokas Hananya and chachamim whether we darshan the word oso? So Gemara says detanya from the following brisa. Also, there's been noeg bin akevos, veina noeg bizacharim. Hananya Omer, Noeg ben Bizkarim ben Menekevos, that the Tanakama holds also Vespino is only for the mother, not for the father, and Hananya holds it applies both to the father and to the mother. But they're arguing is the Vlad is Misyaches Achara Eim. The question is it Misyaches after the father as well? The Gemara is going to explain soon that Chum held that this is Noeg only ben Menekevos because they learn it from Shiluach HaKein. So it could be that Chum would hold that we're choshish lezara'av, but we learn from Shluach HaKein that it's an exception. But the way Rabbi Chanan explains it in Kovetz Inyanim is that misvara really we shouldn't be choshish lezara'av. Hananya darshan from Oso that it's knowing by Zacharim to tell me that we are choshish lezara'av. So the Chum who need to learn from Shluach HaKein is just to tell me not to say like Hananya. But once they learn that not to say like Hananya, so then we go back to the svara pshuta, not to be choshesh for these zera ha'av. So my time at the Rabbanan, what's the reason for the Rabbanan that hold the Yisra of Osav Esbino is not knowing when you shaft an av ubino to Tanya, because the price says as follows, Yachal, Yisra of Osav Bino, Noeg Bein Bizchon Bein Min Kevos. I might have thought it applies both to mother and father, but dinhu, and really it's very logical to learn such a way, because Chayiv Kaan v'chayiv Bein Malabanim, there's a Chayiv of Osav Esbino, there's a Chayiv by Shluach HaKein, Mach Shchayiv Bein Malabanim Bein Kevos Lob Bizcharim, just like by Shluach HaKein, it's only by the mother and not by the father. So here also, it should be only by the Nekevus and not by the Zacharim. So lo, ask the Gemara, you shouldn't make such a drasha. Do we really equate all the dinim of Shiluach HaKein with the dinim of Osav Esbino? By Shiluach HaKein, it's only if it's Einu Mezuman, if you just happen upon the Kan. But if it's Mezuman Lefanav, you're part of Shiluach HaKein. So Tomer Osav Esbino, Shasabo Mezuman Kshenu Mezuman. We just say the same thing by Osav Esbino, where it doesn't matter whether it's Mezuman in front of you or not. So Tamal Omer, Oso, Echad Lo Shnayim. That's why the pasuk tells us oso v'loshen yachid to tell me that it's either the father or the mother. Achar shechilek hakasuv, and once the pasuk tells me that the Yisra is noeg with just one of them, zachisi ledin, I'm allowed to learn which one the Yisra should apply to through a binyan after Shiluach HaKein. That chiev kan v'chiev beim alabanim, mak shchiev beim alabanim b'nekevus lo b'zcharim. Just like beim alabanim, it's by one of the parents, and we know which one it's by the mother. So af kishchiev kan b'nekevus lo b'zcharim. Over here also, it's by one of the parents, and it's by the nekevos, and not by the zcharim. Now there are certain chumras that also Vespino has more than Shiluach HaKein. It's knowing on your own behemos. Not by Shiluach HaKein is not knowing on your own birds. You have to be. That's why you have to be machmir if it's on your property in order to perform the mitzvah. So the kasha should really come back. How could you learn from Shiluach HaKein, which is more kal? But since there's a mir in the pasuk that it's knowing only by one of them, that's what Rashi explains. So it's not a chumra to say also Vespino is knowing only by zecharim and not by nekevos, because what difference does it make which one it is? So that's not really a function of its chumra. So we could use Shiluach HaKein to be megala which one it applies to. V'im nafshach lomer, and if you don't like that answer, I'll give you another one. B'no, Misha b'no Korach Achrav, Yatsa Zachar Shem b'no Korach Achrav. It's also as b'no. B'no is defined as b'no Korach Achrav, that which follows around the parent that the child follows around. And that's the mother. So it says, what was wrong with the first explanation? Why do I need the second explanation to tell me that it's the mother? So v'chi tema oso Zachar Mashba. Because you might have thought, yeah, it's a good explanation, but the pasuk says oso! And oso sounds like Zachar. That's why it says b'no, to tell me that even though the word oso implies zachar, the word b'no implies nekeva just as much. And therefore, you can go back to our original answer that we learned from Shulach HaKein, that it applies only to the nekeva and not to the zachar. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up on the top of Ayin Tesa Menachem.